Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Get Ready Show! Best in pro wrestling talk.
And that's the bottom line. Because Stone Cold Texas. This right here is the future of wrestling.
And it begins now.
Time for the Ken Reedy Show, the best in pro wrestling talk, and this is the best season of the year. The season, it's WrestleMania season, kicking off tonight. Tonight is the official beginning of WrestleMania season, the Royal Rumble, and you've tuned in to the special Royal Rumble pregame show. You give us a call. Want to know what you guys are thinking, 347-838-9815, and this is a Rumble show. This is all about the Royal Rumble, and I'm telling you, callers, you're going to call in, you want to talk wrestling, well, we call this show the best in pro wrestling talk, so callers, tonight, don't slack off, we want you to just bring it, bring your best calls tonight, and we're going to have a kick-ass show for the next 2 hours. Setting you up for the Royal Rumble. Again, our number is 347-838-9815. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/The Ken Reedy Show. Check us out on Monday nights. Every Monday night, we do a Raw chat on the Facebook page. So come on over. Let us know what you're thinking about Monday Night Raw. Twitter, check us out at The Ken Reedy Show. On Twitter, our website, thekenreedyshow.com. And yours truly, each and every Friday night at 11 o'clock on MeTV. Check your local listings to see if you get MeTV. On MeTV, NWA on Fire. Yours truly is doing commentary each and every week on Friday night. So be sure to check that out. There we go. We get all the logistics out of the way. And what a week. It's amazing that this week in pro wrestling, how many anniversaries, how many historical things have happened around this time of year. I find it very interesting that this time of year seems like a lot of history happened. And I was going back this week, looking at things that have happened over the course of time in this wonderful world of history. And, you know, I was thinking last Saturday, as we're getting ready for the Royal Rumble this year, last Saturday was the anniversary of perhaps the greatest Royal Rumble match in the history of the Royal Rumble in 1992, where Ric Flair won the WWF title. That anniversary was last Saturday. January 23rd, 1984, Hulkamania is born. Hulk pins the Iron Sheik to win the title. That happened this week in 1984. And January 25th, here's a little nugget for you. If you're a trivia buff, here's a little nugget of trivia. January 25th in 1978, superstar Billy Graham, then the WWF champion, wrestled Harley Race, the NWA champion, in a unification bout at the Super Bowl of Wrestling. And that bout wound up being a draw. So there's another tidbit of history right there. And all that stuff seems to happen around this time of year. And there's a little group that I'm part of on the internet, a little group of wrestling fans. We call ourselves Save American Wrestling, SAW for short. It was our two-year anniversary this week. Happy anniversary to the brothers in SAW. And check out our website, SaveAmericanWrestling.com. But perhaps the most important anniversary, the most important thing, maybe the biggest thing to happen in the world of pro wrestling, specifically in the world of wrestling broadcasting, of wrestling talk, last year at this time, for the pregame Royal Rumble show, the greatest tag team in the history of this business was formed. Dave joined the crew right now, and we were off and running. So as always, Dave is on the line with me tonight, my tag team partner. It's amazing, Dave, what a year we've had.
Yeah, it is very amazing. And, you know, I will say that, you know, I think it's awesome that, you know, we've lasted a year, and everything that we've been through in this crazy wrestling radio business, the support that we've had from all the people, and it's fitting that, you know, we started at the Royal Rumble last year, you know, and we're gonna continue our journey at tonight's Royal Rumble. You know, I drew an early number, so I'm ready to go for 2 hours. So let's start this off with a bang tonight. The Ken Reedy Show, the best in pro wrestling talk. I'm at a loss for words. You probably already know I'm stuttering over my words. I don't know what the hell's going on. It's the Royal Rumble, WrestleMania season in the house. Let's do this right.
I mean, it's amazing. When I started thinking about this year we've had, and we go back to when we started, and over the course of the year, you know, we had a tremendous, those guys who are listening right now, the greatest bus ride in WrestleMania history. We had a party on the bus from the hotel to WrestleMania. Great group of people. Check out the picture on Facebook. Post the picture of the bus, because we had a great experience together. We had the bus ride, which is where our slogan started, get on the bus. Over the course of the year, we've had people on the show, like Rebby Sky was on last year, WrestleMania, as well as Hurricane Shane Helms was on our special WrestleMania pregame last year. We've had Nunzio on the show. We've had Tommy Dreamer on the show over the past year. It's just been great. But what I've really enjoyed over the course of this year, I was fortunate enough this year to join up with the NWA, doing commentary for them, which has just been great for me. But what I love between the NWA and doing this show is not only do we hit on the established stars and there's been so many. I mean, we had Jerry Lynn on the show, not to forget him in his farewell year. He gave us a few minutes on the show. But what I've really enjoyed is being able to grab some of the up-and-coming talent. I mean, you look at some of the people we've had on the show, and between the NWA and the show, I mean, we've had guys like the BWO champion, Tristan Law. We've had the Island Warrior, great island kind of gimmick, Makua has been on the show. The NWA On Fire heavyweight champion, Brian Fury, has been on the show a few times. And there's a guy who is a trainer, one of the best trainers in New England, runs a wrestling school, and he trained Evan Markopoulos, who is on TNA Gut Check. We've had Papa Don on the show, who has always been at Extreme Rising, been on NWA On Fire TV, and he's also up for a Gut Check spot right now. Brody Lee, who is wrestling under the name Luke Harper, got to call one of his matches on NWA On Fire. He's on NXT right now. And one of the greatest things to happen for us, and it's been really great for us to just be a part of this, Steve Off, who has been a great friend of the show, gives us some time, and he's going to give us a call a little later on, just let us know how things are going. Up for a spot on TNA, doing the Gut Check Challenge, and he was the Ken Reedy Show Best Unsigned Talent of 2012, leading his bracket right now. Leading his bracket. On the show, the best unsigned talent, and now a well-established TV promotion in TNA, and a guy like Steve Off is now leading in his bracket with a shot of being on TV. So when I look at all the stuff that has happened over the course of just 1 year, and the sky's the limit right now. I mean, we just intend on getting bigger and better as the year goes on. So We thank you guys for supporting us. We're going to do our best. And like I said, we want you calls to bring it tonight. Okay, give us the best calls you got. We want opinions tonight because it's Royal Rumble time. It's WrestleMania season, and we are ready to go. So, like I said, we're going to have Steve off on a little later on just to let us know how Gut Check is going and what he's up to. But let's get into some of the stuff going on in the WWE. And the first thing, got to talk about, got to put it out there, congratulations to Bob Backlund. Long overdue induction into the WWE Hall of Fame. He's one of those guys that when you sat back and people who want to be critical of the WWE Hall of Fame, you'd sit back and there were guys that like, how could the Hall of Fame mean anything without these guys in it? And Backlund was one of those guys. You'd sit back, you know, Macho Man, Bruno Sammartino, Bob Backlund. You know, Backlund was one of those guys. Like, how is Backlund not in the Hall of Fame? And to finally kind of check that off, and I know there's a lot of politics involved in whether guys accept nominations and all those stuff. I get that. But it's tough as a wrestling fan. You're looking at a wrestling Hall of Fame and certain guys not being in. Backlund was one of those guys that adds credibility to the WWE Hall of Fame. And when you look at the beginnings of this year's class, starting with Mick Foley and now Bob Backlund, two great names. I'm real excited for the Hall of Fame, Dave.
Oh, I'm very excited. Bob Backlund, I didn't grow up watching Bob Backlund. Bob Backlund, I mean, I knew of him when I started watching wrestling, but he had, you know, stepped away from the business when I began watching during the beginning of the rock and wrestling Hulk Hogan era. But I've seen a lot of older matches with him. I mean, I could just go back and, you know, take a look at, you know, his cage match with Jimmy Superfly Snuka, which was a phenomenal match. His match with Superstar Billy Graham when he won the WWWF title, if I'm correct there. So, I mean, he's more than deserving. He helped for 6 years. He held the Worldwide Wrestling Federation Championship and helped keep that company afloat and make it the destination place for wrestlers to go in the Northeast before the territory system fell apart. I mean, you know, we talked about it on the pregame show or on our pre-show meeting. You know, a lot of people want to knock the WWE Hall of Fame. Yeah, because it's got a few celebrities and certain guys that they don't feel have Hall of Fame, you know, credentials, and names that come up while they're knocking the Hall of Fame of people who should be in are guys like Bruno Sammartino, Randy Savage, and Bob Backlund. Well, now that your boy Bob Backlund, and I do agree completely, he should have been in a long time ago. Now that he's in the WWE Hall of Fame, or will be enshrined into the WWE Hall of Fame on April 6th, there shouldn't be too much complaining from some of the marks out there. But it's very well deserved. He made a lot of contributions to the wrestling industry and to the World Wrestling Federation itself, and I'm actually interested to find out who's going to induct him, to be honest with you. I'd like to find out who's going to induct him. And, you know, I mean, it's going to be a Madison Square Garden. Backlund made a name for himself at the Garden. So it's going to be a good night, especially the Garden, man. It's so cliche, but I'm like so pumped up. I got the hair on my arm standing up because this whole road to WrestleMania, it's going to be friggin' awesome.
Yeah, I'm pretty psyched. I mean, he is one of those guys that just, you know, he is an all-time great. And, you know, when I really started watching was really at the tail end of Backlund. But still, you know, the stuff I've watched of his, you know, great competitor. And you know, years later after his initial run, had a decent run, kind of being a little crazy. But just a very talented performer, you know, when he was in his prime, you know, he was that guy that, you know, almost the antithesis of where wrestling went. Just an all-American looking guy, not much of a gimmick, just being good. I mean, that was it. He was good. And tremendous competitor. And again, like a glaring omission in the Hall of Fame. So, you know, very glad. So, Mr. Backlund, if you're out there, congratulations. Well-deserved getting into the Hall of Fame, and we're very happy for you. And looking forward to seeing what other names are going to be coming up in the next few weeks. And, you know, and Dave said it, you get goosebumps. And we've said it before on here, but say what you will about the WWE, and we'll be critical. We're critical when there's stuff we don't like, and, you know, in a couple seconds, I'm going to be real critical. But whatever you want to say about the WWE and the product and the creativity and all that stuff, man, they do WrestleMania weekend right. They really do. It's a great time to be a wrestling fan. If you're able to get to the New York area and just enjoy the whole experience, it really is just such a great few days. And they really do. They know how to treat wrestling fans. It's almost like when they put stuff together, it's like you almost get the impression that they sit in a room and they have a group of people saying, all right, if we were going to a wrestling event, what would piss us off? And they figure out all the stuff that would piss them off, and then they fix that. And it's cool. Like, even, you know, we got the travel package, and, you know, finding out that part of the travel package is a transit pass. So we can take the train from the city to the Meadowlands.
I didn't know that, because I got the travel package too.
Yeah, I got an email this week that there'll be New Jersey Transit passes to get back.
Right.
So, I mean, and that's just it. Those are the little things that you don't really think of right off the bat that they do. And the Hall of Fame is always a great night, and just looking forward to it, and just having a name like Bob Backlund. I mean, I look forward to the Hall of Fame regardless. I just love that night. But now that Backlund is part of the induction, I mean, it's just neat as a wrestling fan to just know that I'm going to be there for Bob Backlund's induction. So I'm pretty pumped about that. So good for him. And what we're going to do right now, because we try and keep it positive, and we love wrestling, and we love the business, and, you know, we try not to be a show that's always ripping on things, but there's been something that has been grating on my nerves all week, and I have a microphone. And when I have the microphone, you will listen to everything I have to say. Listen. When an honor is bestowed on you or anyone, take the honor. Embrace the honor, and for God's sake, respect the honor. Man, I got to tell you something. When I'm watching a Monday Night Raw and the commentating team, they are setting up this thing where the Nature Boy, woo, Ric Flair, woo, styling and profiling, son of a gun, woo, has bestowed the figure four leg lock. They're basically setting up that Ric Flair, for all intents and purposes, owns the figure four leg lock. Ric Flair. Debate whether he's number one or 1A all time. If they came out with a Mount Rushmore of professional wrestling, Ric Flair's face is going to be etched in stone on that mountain. Ric Flair is going to bestow the figure four leg lock on, of all people, The Miz. Fine, I get it. You're trying to put Miz over as a face. This is a tool to put him over as a face. So you give him the figure four leg lock. You're going to give it to him. For the love of God, if they're going to give you this hold, if they're going to have Ric Flair bestow the hold on you, get it right. Get the hold right. Holy cow, I was embarrassed watching on Monday Night Raw that he could not slap on a figure four leg lock. Figure four leg lock, for all you guys out there, wrestling fans, it probably was the first hold you learned how to do. I remember at 10 years old putting my father in a figure four leg lock and thinking it was the coolest thing, because my dad was in a lot of pain and my mom was cracking up because my dad wanted to tell me that wrestling was fake. So I said, let me put a hold on you. I could do the figure four at 10 years old. If they put me in a ring right now and said, we want to put you in a match, Ken, what can you do? My answer would be nothing, but I can do a figure four leg lock. So Jesus, Miz, I mean, come on. If you're going to have a Ric Flair give you this hold, then you should have been home and you should have done 100,000 figure four leg locks at the gym, on your wife, whomever, to make sure you've got the hold down and you get it right. mean, for Pete's sake, and I've never been a big Miz fan, but that was absolutely ridiculous and appalling, and it kills me that the WWE continues to push this guy down our throat when he's just, he's a reality star, and he's not putting in the work, and I'm just, I cannot believe he did not get that figure four leg lock put on the right way, and I feel so much better now. There you go. I just had to get that off my chest. In the season where it is great to be a wrestling fan, and I'm looking forward to the Rumble match tonight, for the love of God, Miz, please get the figure four leg lock down if that's going to be your finisher going forward. I am done.
The views expressed by one Ken Reedy do not reflect my views of the Miz as a human being, but I do agree. That was awful, and I could imagine. I remember we were watching Raw, and we were on the thread, and I was like, "Oh, great! Ken's probably throwing furniture in his house right now." I can't, you know what I mean? He probably tore his place apart when he saw that. And then, you know, we talked about it on Monday, but he didn't exactly put it on the right way at the on SmackDown when he faced who did he face on SmackDown? One of the Primo or Epico, I don't know which one he faced, but he faced one of them. He didn't even put it on properly then. So,
did you notice, though, on SmackDown, which I guess they're realizing that he's had, which, again, and I'm not joking, that was one of the first holds I learned how to do. It's a fairly simple hold. I mean, I would think someone getting into wrestling, if you want to teach him a hold, like right off the bat, I mean, you know, sleeper hold is pretty easy, and figure four leg lock, Boston Crab, like those holds, I mean, I did. I'm not joking. I did it at 10 years old on my dad. And if you noticed on SmackDown, camera work-wise, they cut away as he was slapping it on. They cut away to Cesaro doing commentary, and then they came back. So you can tell even the camera people or the front offices are like, geez, he's not going to do it right. So let's cut away while he muddles through getting it on, and we'll come back when it looks like at least it's some semblance of a figure four. But, you know, again, and I guess the one thing that bothers me about it is just that whole thing. Like, you know, if a Ric Flair says, you know, hey, you know, he agrees to it, and whatever reason it was, whether it's Flair did it for money, maybe he's a fan of Miz. I mean, I don't know. For whatever reason. I mean, obviously the WWE is trying whatever they can do to put this guy over as a face. But when you have an honor like that, man, that like Ric Flair, we're going to write a segment on TV where Ric Flair is basically going to give you the figure four leg lock. Like, I'm sorry, man. Like to me, that just screams lack of preparation and work. He should be able to do that hold pretty easily, and that's a tremendous honor to be given. And I was shocked. I was really shocked at how bad, especially on Monday night, how bad the figure four leg lock was. And again, it's not, you know, it's not a hurricanrana. I mean, it's a fairly simple hold, and you know, it really it was tough to watch. And I don't know, you know, the Miz is just one of those guys that, like, you know, they're trying to put him over as a face, and it's kind of it's almost backfiring. Like I almost feel like he's getting booed more now as a face than he actually was the heel. So it's weird, but his cocky expressions, his cocky look, the way he talks just suits him better as a heel. You know, I don't know if it's ever going to work for him as a face. And then this, the figure four is just an epic fail.
Yeah, I don't think we need to discuss it any further. I think, you know, especially you got the point across that it was not the right, you know, the right thing for Miz to do. I mean, I just don't. I mean, I understand, I get it, but you know, I really don't care. Like, I'm kind of over it. Like, I'm over him. I'm as a character. You know, them trying to push him as a babyface, and you know, I mean, I know Ric Flair's been, you know, he's in need of money, and you know, that's why he's doing this work for WWE. But I wonder if he sold the move to the Miz. Like, you know what I mean? He's like, all right, brother, here, listen, I got four ex-wives. I made a lot of money with this move. Can you please help me out here? He goes, this is going to get you over like $1 million.
The chop
really?
Is too expensive.
Really?
For the best
really? Really?
So, you know, let's, and you know, again, we want to keep it positive. So, you know, the end of Raw was not great. John Cena's promo was not good. Was not crazy about the everyone running down to the ring with the microphone. It's not the best go home show. To you know, we in our pre show meetings we discussed it, and I don't want to you know beat a dead horse, but you know we did talk about that. You know, these 3 hour Raws, and you start to see things that like that's got to be a time killer. And generally on that show, and I love it, and I know it's predictable, but every year everyone runs down to the ring and. You know, it was a big melee in the ring going out of Raw, you know, last Raw before the Royal Rumble. You know, I felt like this year, John Cena's promo, the length of the promo, plus everyone else having a microphone, just stretched that whole thing out because they need time to kill. And, you know, against once the melee started, it was okay, but I wasn't a big fan of the mics and everything like that coming down to the ring. So, and I don't want, again... We like to keep it positive, so that's all I'm going. That's all I'm going to say about that. But what is working? What I find that's working pretty well right now, and I'm kind of curious because they have a rematch, a Last Man Standing match. I like the way SmackDown ended, and to be honest with you, with the two shows, I thought SmackDown was a superior show this week, which maybe that was a good thing. It's the last show before the Rumble. You know, Raw is the flagship show. But I thought SmackDown was a more solid show this week, and I'm enjoying, and it wouldn't, look, on paper, if I saw it and I saw the direction they were going in, I'd probably say, I don't know about this. But, and kudos to Big Show, because we were unsure about Big Show and Sheamus, and that wound up being a fun program, and lo and behold, here's Big Show again in a decent program with Del Rio. Helping to put Del Rio over as a face, rematch from their Last Man Standing match. I liked the way SmackDown ended, and to be honest with you, I'm looking forward to their matchup this evening, Dave.
Yeah, I am too. I mean, I like this dynamic with Del Rio as a babyface. I didn't really think it was going to work, but, you know, there's certain things that they took away from him that he represented as a heel that, you know, that the fans don't see anymore. And obviously, I mean, for instance, like he's, I mean, it helped that he was in towns that had a large Latino population, like Miami, San Antonio, you know, Sacramento and California, you know, I mean, he should get a good reception because, you know, in the Phoenix, Arizona area, there is a large Latino population. He accentuates his Mexican heritage now. I mean, he's wearing Mexican colors. He doesn't come out with a car anymore. You know, Big Show is like super over as a heel. People don't like him. So, you know, anybody against him, it seemed to have worked. And he's, you know, kind of pandering to the audience a little bit. I think over time it's going to get even better. I think he'll be more over as time goes on, but it's working out well for him. And I don't think this is something that they, like, strategically planned, but they figure, okay, we got to make a change with him. And, you know, lo and behold, they have. And so far it's worked out pretty well for him. I kind of hope he has a longer run with the title than most people expect him to. But I see the match going in his favor. He's going to walk out the champion tonight, and, you know, that's that. I see it being a very entertaining match.
Yeah, I'm intrigued by this match, to say the least. The one thing, and you know, a match that right here on this very show received a nod of approval. I thought it was very original, the way they did their match, the way... Del Rio won, getting hit with the WMD, throwing his legs out of the ring. So technically he's on his feet, but he was kind of unconscious. So you stop the 10 count, you know, dropping the announce table on Del Rio, on Big Show. You know, I liked all of that, you know, pinning Big Show so Big Show can't get up. I thought... The way that match, the way they worked with each other, the way the match ended, it was one of those unique situations where both guys came out looking strong. And Big Show to me at least, it didn't hurt him in the loss. He still came out of that match looking strong. It was just, you know, two real good performers. And I got to give Big Show a lot of credit. He's a talented guy, especially for his size. And, you know, the two of them just put on a you know, they put on a borderline clinic on really how to run a wrestling match and how to, you know, put your opponent over. And I it was just one of those things where both guys put the other guy over, and it was, to me, brilliantly done. It was a match that, you know, I'd almost think like young wrestling fans, that's one of those matches, like watch how two guys can put each other over in a match and both come out looking great. That being said, I know there has to be a rematch. There has to be a rematch because, you know, the champ automatically gets a rematch. The rematch being another last man standing match, and that's what's kind of sticking with me if they can do it again, because I agree with you. And we're not officially in the picks segment, but who knows? Well, picks here. I mean, you said you're expecting Del Rio to come out of this match with the title. I agree with you. I expect Del Rio to retain tonight. The first Last Man Standing match was so original in how they were able to do that and how Del Rio was able to put Big Show down for the count of 10. I'm curious if they're going to be able to do it again. I would guess they're not going to do the announce table again. You know, they've done it to each other now. I mean, we all saw how SmackDown ended. How obnoxious was Big Show? Counting to 10 and then counting to 10 in Spanish.
That's a heel. That's a heel right there. That was good. I like that.
I mean, he can do like the heel physically, but also, I mean, that was so obnoxious. I thought it was great. But now, you know, the announce table's been dumped on both guys. If Del Rio is to retain, I'm kind of curious, you know, how they're going to make this believable. But at the same time, I find myself not being too critical. Like, I'm actually sitting here thinking, I don't know if they can do this again, but I'm still excited for the match. I was so impressed with what those two guys did beforehand that I'm kind of excited to see where this match is going to go. So I guess it's like cautious excitement because a last man standing match rematch, it does make me wonder how exactly Del Rio puts Big Show down for the count of 10.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to have to come up with something creative. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, it's a no disqualification match. I wouldn't be surprised if Ricardo got involved somehow, Ricardo Rodriguez. I see something where it's, I mean, listen, I mean, it's the WWE. They've done all kinds of crazy stuff. You know, they got, you know, they got all kinds of crazy characters. I wouldn't be surprised if, like, Del Rio, like, locked him, like, in, like, you know, a car or something like that, you know what I mean? Or, like, drop, you know, they've used automobiles in wrestling before. I mean, it's a big guy, so they're also trying to focus on the fact that, you know, he's larger than life, and it's going to be difficult to take him down. Or, you know, maybe Del Rio's just going to hire a mariachi band or something to help beat him up. I don't know, or a couple of dishwashers from the local Tex-Mex place. But, you know, who knows? But and there's nothing wrong with that for any of you Mexican-Americans out there that are listening. I just want you to know that. But anyhow.
and the views expressed by Dave are not necessarily the views.
We're off to a great start tonight, aren't we?
You know, it's funny that you said that, though. When you mentioned that, I actually, as you started talking, I started thinking, like, do they bring the car back for tonight and they actually park it on Big Show?
Yeah.
You know, if it's a tiny car, you know, I think Big Show's one of those guys that you might be able to actually put a car on him, put the tire on him, and he'll be able to withstand that. So, I mean, well, that would be interesting. I mean, that would be a cool spot, and that would make sense, not being able to get up for a 10 count with a car on you.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe that's the direction they're going to go. We got a full bank of calls. It's so exciting. It's the best time of the year to be a wrestling fan. So we're going to try to get to each and every one of you tonight. But like I said, I want you guys to bring it tonight. Rumble Sunday. Let's go. 347-838-9815. Gut check contestant Steve Off. will be joining us in a little bit, but we're going to go out to our fans. And why not? Because we always start with him. Let's start with our expert blogger, the man, the myth, the legend. Here we go. Tony, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, guys. And yeah. Oh man, I can't believe it's been a year since I've come on board too.
It's amazing. Yeah, isn't it great? Like, can you believe it's been a year?
I know. I mean, I felt like we just started this whole movement here. It's amazing. But yeah, the Rumble. Yeah, like I say, you know, like last, you know, I Rumble was always my favorite pay per view of the year. I mean, you know, it's like you were talking about Del Rio, Big Show. I mean, maybe they'll have the forklift from the empty arena match to the hook and throw on.
That'd be awesome. They're going to have to bust out something. I mean, it should be cool because I feel like after the dumping of the announce table, there's going to be a cool spot involved to put the Big Show down for a 10-second count. It's going to be something cool, whether it's, you know, the forklift or a car or, a pile of chairs or, you know, maybe
Holy
some
above.
Fat chick in the audience. But something's going to happen that keeps Big Show down tonight.
So fat chick, what is it? We're going to be one of Mike Awesome's fat chick throwers or something?
So what are you looking forward to most tonight, Tony?
I got to say, Rock and CM Punk, that should be really a really good match. The match, the build to it, the promos from like the last few weeks have been really, really awesome. They've been, I like the one from SmackDown where Punk was just cutting as usual, best in the world promo, saying that how The Rock is on Raw he was saying it's like The Rock is a great one, but won't be quite great enough to beat the best in the world. And The Rock's promo on SmackDown I thought was really good. You know, it's like he didn't really, he didn't do all go all out with the catchphrases. You know, he did his if you smell the Rock's cooking at the end, but it was more intensity shown there. I guess they've really done a great job. Even having the Shield lay out the Rock on Raw, I wasn't expecting that to happen either. That was a nice little twist there.
Yeah, I agree with you because when I was watching that, and I was watching it, with Michelle, and as soon as the Rock started fighting back, I actually looked at her and said, "Oh, damn it! He needs to suffer here." Like, we need to see The Rock put down to make him look vulnerable. And when he started fighting back, I was like, oh, The Rock's going to clean house now. And when he didn't, I was very happy. I thought it was a great segment. And, The Rock spitting up blood and convulsing in the middle of the ring was just – it was awesome. It was a good spot. Where do you think this match goes tonight, Tony?
I don't know. I mean, I know everyone's been saying that, it's like Rock's getting the belt tonight, but I got to say, I think it's going to, he's probably going to wind up winning, but I still like to see CM Punk, hold on to the belt. And this probably won't happen, but, you can have CM Punk retain, then have Undertaker show up and win the Rumble, do Taker versus Punk at WrestleMania, Street versus title. Have Punk be the guy that, I know a lot of people don't want to have the streak end, but if someone's going to end it, I think Punk should be the guy to do it. And then, Punk could say, hey, I beat the great one, at the Royal Rumble. I ended the Undertaker streak at WrestleMania. I'm the best in the world. And ending Undertaker streak is kind of cemented.
Hey, it's interesting. I'm curious what you think, Dave, on that, because if they run with that angle, if they actually go that route where he retains the title here and beats Taker and comes out on the other end still, after WrestleMania having the WWE title, they really are setting up Punk to be in the pantheon of all-time greats. I mean, when he cuts a promo and says, I'm the best there's ever been, he would actually have a leg to stand on if he has that kind of run in 2013, Dave, you think?
Well, yeah, I mean, of course, but The only way I see that happening, I mean, it's a good idea, you know, but the only way I see that happening between, you know, Punk and Undertaker, and if Punk were to go over on Undertaker, is if Undertaker went to them this year and said, listen, guys, this is it. This is my last one. I can't do it anymore after this. I'm too banged up. I'm hurt. I want to go home. I can't do, you know, it's I'm done. So you can end the streak and, you know, and I'll help you figure out who it's going to be, you know, whoever, maybe if Undertaker handpicked Punk. That's if Undertaker did that. I don't think he did. I think he's still got a couple of years. I'm thinking maybe next year would be the year for him to walk away. Whether the streak ends or not, he walks away. It's an interesting dynamic. You know, there's a lot of interesting theories that we'll discuss later on about, you know, the title match and implications with the Royal Rumble. I mean, I like the idea, Tony, don't get me wrong, but the thing with the WWE is that, you know, there's certain selling points for WrestleMania. Number one, WrestleMania sells itself, just being WrestleMania, the granddaddy of them all. Number two, you get the Royal Rumble winner in the title match, and then you get those big marquee matchups that you either haven't seen before or they're going to finally be settled there. And then you have the streak that's like, And the streak is a huge moneymaker. The streak in the past several years has become bigger than the actual main event itself, in my personal opinion, with the exception of last year. But the streak, I mean, with Undertaker, you never know. There had been rumors that he wasn't going to be a part of this year's WrestleMania. He was only going to be a part of the Royal Rumble. Then it, you know, comes back saying he's going to be a part of WrestleMania this year, and he might work with Punk, but they don't know how to get there yet. A lot of people are saying Rock might take the title tonight. Who knows? I mean, at the end of the day, I really don't know for sure because it's WrestleMania season and they write some pretty compelling stuff and get people guessing. As long as it's good and it makes sense and they deliver in the match, that's all I care about. But as of now, it's Royal Rumble and, you know, I'll cross that bridge when it's time to get to it.
All great ideas. Tony, before we let you go, who do you think wins the Rumble?
I got a I hope it's Ziggler, but I got a feeling it's going to be Cena because they seem to be set on doing Rock Cena 2 for the belt at WrestleMania this year.
Going with your head, not with your heart, looking at Cena winning. Tony, thank you for the call, and thanks for being on board with us for this year. Only bigger and brighter things coming in our future. You guys don't know, Tony's our expert blogger, the best blogger in the business. Raw, SmackDown, Impact. He blogs each and every week. Go over to the KenReedyShow.com. Click on Tony's blogs to read what he thinks about every show each and every week. Tony, thanks for the call, and we'll talk to you next. Actually, we might as well let you know right now. We're going to take next week off for the Super Bowl, so we'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
All right, no problem. Cool.
Take it easy, man.
You too.
Yeah, good points there by Tony. I mean, you know, it's interesting. The one thing, like, Punk is in that spot where, on one hand, I could see him being the guy that, you know, Taker's like, all right, you know, he can beat the streak. You know, maybe, you know, it's like, hey, look, we both have lots of tattoos. I'll let you go over on me. That being said, though, I don't know how much longer Punk is going to be around. And I would just think, you know, if I'm Vince McMahon and someone's going to break the streak, I want someone who's going to, you know, you're going to put over as the next big thing, and you're setting yourself up for maybe the next decade. CM Punk, you know, he's been fickle with contracts before. You don't know when this guy is going to up and decide to retire. I mean, he's one of those guys that if you've, you know, seen him in interviews outside the wrestling world, if you've seen his DVD, I mean, it wouldn't shock me at all for his contract to end and say, you know what, I'm going to go back to ROH for a while. You know, he's one of those guys that I don't know if I would put, you know, give him the keys to the car, so to speak, and say, you know, you're going to go over on Taker at WrestleMania. I would think it'd be more for a younger guy. Like, the one guy I thought was going to be it was Orton years ago when he was doing the Legend Killer thing. I thought it was perfect to set up a young rising superstar. I don't know if I see that. And I agree with you, Dave, that aside from last year, the streak has gotten bigger than the title and the main event matches, quote-unquote, at WrestleMania. unless The Undertaker comes out and says, I am definitively done. I am done, done, done. Hook me up to a lie detector. I am done. I will never set foot in a wrestling ring again. It's bankable dollars that you're just going to give up on. You know, for Punk to go over on Taker this year at 29, you know, if there's a chance of The Undertaker wrestling at 30, you can't risk that streak being over, because that's going to be, you know, buku dollars marketing his streak going into WrestleMania 30. So
who's going to want to pay money to go see him wrestle next year if his streak is broken this year? The illusion's gone after that. You know what I mean? It would almost be like a nostalgia match, like a farewell match. You know, like if he were to wrestle next year, people would still pay to see him. But I'm sorry.
Well, as a part-time player, I mean, he's a guy that's very talented, and I don't have any doubt that, you know, if he was here year-round, he, you know, could build a storyline and build a rivalry and build something up that I would want to see at WrestleMania 30. I mean, you know, he's an all-time great. I mean, he can, you know, work a program with someone that'll get me excited to see him wrestle at WrestleMania. However, he's a part-time guy. I mean, they drag him out WrestleMania season to defend the streak. And that's really, like, the past few years, it's almost the only time you see him. So you're right. The minute that streak ends, at this point in his career and at this point being a part-time player, it becomes, what's the point? I mean, you could put Taker on the first match at WrestleMania. It's just that whole mystique would be gone. So creatively, it would be very interesting to see. Economically, I can't say that I see it happening. And callers out there, be patient. We're going to get you. We have a full bank of calls. We got so much to talk about on this Rumble night. But right now, we're going to give some time to our friend Steve Off, who is the leading vote getter right now on TNA's Gut Check Challenge. Be sure to check that out at Impact Wrestling's website. And right now, we're going to take a few minutes with Steve. Steve, are you there?
Ken, hey, how's it going?
Doing all right.
Good, good. Just got back from Outback Alone, because tonight Bob Arian is out with that 80-year-old woman playing bingo, trying to get people to vote for me.
Well, you guys, I got to hand it to you guys. I mean, and you brought up an interesting point last time you were on the show, and you said, you know, some guys out there are not promoting themselves, and you guys really are a promoting machine. You know, when I went and looked at some of the candidates, the names on this gut check, there were a few guys that I had heard of that I had no idea that they were part of the gut check. And, you know, here you are, just a promotion machine, getting the word out by any means necessary. Why don't you let everyone know how things are going right now in the vote, and you promoting yourself?
Well, I mean, you always got to promote yourself, you know, no matter what your chances are, no matter what you're doing, you always got to let people know. As soon as you know what's going on, boom, get the word out there. And you know what? If it goes nowhere, at least you tried. But right now in the voting, with my promotional machine, as you guys put it, and that's all it is promoting myself. It's not, you know, being the best known name out there. It's going really well. I mean, you know, I came out and said on YouTube that I was going to donate to Make-A-Wish or whatever, and of course I'm getting flack from that, from people who are jealous that I actually am, you know, adult enough to give to others rather than just be selfish and take it all for me. But people claim I'm trying to buy votes, and you know what they don't understand is that I'm actually out promoting. I'm on the streets giving out flyers, and you know, I'm not going to give away too much of my strategy, but it's really nothing you couldn't think of off the top of your head. You know, and right now I'm in the lead in my bracket. I believe there's 5 or 6 guys in other brackets that are slightly ahead of me. One girl's got like 3,000 or 4,000 votes. A little worried about that if I make it to the next round. But, you know, overall, it's going really well in my bracket. I'm up by like, last I checked, it was like 190 or 200. It could be more. It could be less by now. I'm not sure. But I'll definitely check that out before I watch the Rumble tonight.
Cool. And before, I mean, it's weird. I mean, I guess you do something and people, I mean, I'm curious, like, how does it make you feel that people are kind of coming down on you for wanting to give money to charity?
I laugh. I mean, honestly, I wasn't even mad when I was told about this. I had a couple fans messaging me on Facebook saying, hey, you know, you're trying to buy votes. And I even asked him, I said, what does that even mean? Like, people are going to vote for me or not, you know, based on if they like me, because I'm going to give to charity regardless. I believe I said that in the promo. If not, you know, I should probably let people know that I'm going to vote. I mean, I'm going to donate no matter what, whether you vote for me or not. And please don't vote for me if that's the only reason you're voting for me, because I don't need your vote. We don't want you on board of the off army. And if that leads to me losing, so be it. But, you know, my reaction to that is just people are full of shit, you know, pardon my French, but
that's okay.
People just, you know, they could say, oh, you know what, that's a great thing to do, and I'm going to do the same thing, and may the best man win. That would be the high road. That's what I would do. Or I would just leave it alone, one or the other, depending on, you know, my financial situation. I guess others don't feel that way. And, you know, I'm not taking shots at anybody. I don't need to do that to put myself over. So, you know, it is what it is. Some people just don't get it. Maybe, you know, they really feel that way, or maybe they're just taking shots to get ahead. I don't really know, but I just laugh at people like that.
That's right. And just so people out there listening know that, and you know, I mean, I think it's great, and I think it's really cool that you're doing this. And just so people are aware of, you know, I've known Steve for a little while now. This is not, he didn't get on the gut check thing and decide, hey, why don't I do, like, he's been involved with Make-A-Wish for a while now. This is a charity that he's worked with before the gut check thing came around. So he's just putting it out there now that, hey, you know, if he's got the financial means, he's going to give back to this charity. But it's not something that he jumped on because now, you know, hey, I can get votes by doing this.
Right.
Steve's done a lot of work with Make-A-Wish for a long period of time. He's volunteered his time at different events, and, you know, now he's just hoping that he's got the means to give back. So it's a shame, you know, that people, you know, everybody, everyone in Gut Check, why don't you all just start giving money, and then all these charities will get extra funds, which would be the way to go. But
that's probably the right thing to do.
I you would think.
But, man, I'm telling you, that just in the first round, I'm getting, like, unbelievable feedback, just support from everywhere. I mean, I've got bands contacting me wanting to write music for me. I've got my cousin's autograph company, Grandstand Sports, contacting me to try to, you know, come up with something, maybe an exclusive item for their store to sell. And, of course, some of the proceeds will go to Make-A-Wish just in case I don't win this thing and can't afford as much as I'd like to give. You know, I've got other radio stations contacting me. None as good as the Ken Reedy Show, of course, but some pretty good. And, you know, I got TV stations emailing me asking, you know, I've been on in the past for charity events I've done, and they're asking if they can interview me about the gut check. And I'm like, dude, it's the first round. I haven't even done anything yet. And just to get that kind of attention and that kind of support is just awesome. I mean, I got a photo studio now wants to lock me in to, you know, be the exclusive, you know, guy doing my promo shots. You know, it's just crazy. And I don't understand where it's coming from. I guess word of mouth, because I don't go into businesses and reach out to bands and radio stations looking to do this stuff. Not that I wouldn't. I haven't. And I'm just at a loss for words with that. I don't know what's going on, but I like it. It seems to be taking a snowball effect. It's becoming like a cult following almost. Like, not in a negative drink the Kool-Aid kind of way, but in like, hey, let's get behind this guy kind of way. And I don't. You know, I mean, yeah, I'm not a bad wrestler, and I'm not a bad guy, but that's, you know, there's a lot of people out there that could say that, so I don't really get it, but hey, I'm not going to question it. Let's just go with it.
Well, you know what? I mean, you're putting in the work, and people are noticing, so that's a good thing, you know, and if it's a cult in a good way kind of following, so be it. So let's switch gears. As someone in the business, and you know, I know you grew up with, you know, watching a lot of wrestling, and mm-hmm. a student of the game. I know you love watching wrestling to improve your own craft. Tonight, one of the biggest pay-per-views of the year, the Royal Rumble. Will you be watching it, and what are you looking forward to most if you're watching?
Of course, and any kind of wrestling that I can watch for free or cheap, I'm going to do it. And any kind of wrestling I have to pay for, you know, sometimes I'll wind up going with a yes on that. And I will be watching tonight. I'll have my, I like to call them my campaign for this gut check, the people that have been helping me promote. And there's like six or seven of us. It's crazy. And these people all volunteer. It's great. And, yeah, we're going to be watching the Rumble tonight. I'm kind of torn here because, you know, I'm a Ring of Honor guy. I'm a Ring of Honor student. I trained at their school. So I'm always rooting for the Ring of Honor guys, no matter what. You know, I know CM Punk has done a lot of wrong, but he's also done a lot of right, and he's a great talent. Besides Daniel Bryan, I don't think there's anybody better than him or even on his level. I think tonight's The Rock's night, but I'm rooting for Punk. on the inside, you know?
So you think The Rock's going to win tonight?
Honestly, I saw a picture of Punk. He looks like he hasn't slept in over a year. And, you know, I feel bad for the guy. And at the same time, respect that level of dedication that you need to be at that level, whether it be with WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor, or some combination of the three like him, you know, in the span of his career. It's just the kind of dedication that I have just to be, you know, a decent indie guy in my area is unbelievable. So I can't even imagine what that poor man's been through the past, you know, year plus. But I'm sure it's been a great run for him. And as far as the Rumble, I'm going to go with Dolph Ziggler tonight, which I've heard a few people say.
That's
and
right.
I've heard a lot more. Yeah, I've heard a lot more people say.
I'm with you on that, dude.
You think?
I think so. I think going with the obvious of John Cena winning and then facing The Rock again for the. I mean, I know that they can find a way to get to Rock Cena 2 for the title, but I think Dolph Ziggler having that dynamic that he won the Money in the Bank and he's still holding it, and then getting to win the Royal Rumble. I think that's much better in terms of intrigue in the storyline.
Yeah.
I got to Dolph Ziggler.
And you know what? I wouldn't be shocked if he doesn't get the job done at WrestleMania, seeing him beat the crap out of Del Rio or whoever's the champion then, and then cashing in Money in the Bank on the spot and then winning.
Great minds think alike, my friend.
We're actually talking about those sort of scenarios in our pre-show meeting. Before we let you go, Steve, why don't you give everyone the website if they want to vote for you on the Gut Check? Where can they go?
All right, the direct link to the poll I actually have memorized because I've been doing so much damn promoting, twtpoll.com/ER98DD. And if you feel like searching the Impact page and seeing, you know, what's going on in their world, impactwrestling.com, and it's listed under the Gut Check Challenge. It's about halfway down the page.
And we have the link also on thekennedyshow.com if that makes it easier for you. And where can we see you in the next few weeks?
Yeah, guys, please go vote, youtube.com/SteveOff. If you haven't seen me wrestle, BWO just announced their next event for February 23rd. I believe I'll finally be getting my BWO World Championship rematch with Tristan Law on that show. That's not confirmed yet, but, I mean, he signed on for a rematch with me as we came to find out. And I believe it's going to be on this show. We're still working out the details, and I'll let you guys know as soon as I do.
This rematch is as a result of the kidnapping, correct?
Intervention, I believe is the word we're using. Yeah. Yeah. And the paperwork says that he consented to it. So, you know, it was an intervention. He just may not have known about it beforehand.
All right. Sounds good. Looking forward to it. Steve, thanks for giving us a few minutes, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Guys, thanks for having me on. Enjoy the Rumble.
Thanks. You too, man.
Thanks, Steve.
Well, there you have it, man. I just think it's so cool. Like, best unsigned talent on this show, and he's got a legit shot at getting on TNA television. So, friend of the show, always nice enough to give us a few minutes. Hopefully when he makes it big that he remembers the little people here. And, interesting take on the Rumble. A Punk fan, but picking The Rock to win tonight. And that's cool. You know, some of the guys, you know, we've talked to a lot of wrestlers over the year. You know, we've been fortunate enough to meet, you know, a lot of guys. And some people just decide not to watch the product. But Steve continues to be a student of the game, continuing to improve on his craft. And, hopefully he has a chance to do it on a bigger scale. And, hopefully if that all works out to him, he can get Dave and I tickets. And that's really, you know.
Yeah, I'm down for that. I mean, I could, you know.
But all the best, Steven. And again, thanks a lot for giving us some time. Callers, you guys rock. We have a full bank of calls. Thank you so much for supporting us. I promise you, we're going to go right to the phone calls after the news break. But you know what time it is. We're about at that midway point. A little early, but want to get the news break out of the way.
Yeah, before Mick Ferrara interrupts it.
Yeah. So now, Ferrara, Mike, I think you're on hold there. Dave might be preempting you now because he's going to go with the news now. But we're going to get to your phone calls. Be patient. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for calling in. But right now, it's time for the Ken Reedy Show, Day 5, 50 News Report.
Thank you very much, Ken, for that awesome introduction. This is the Day 5 News Report, only heard here on the Ken Reedy Show every Sunday night at 7 p.m. Our top story this week comes to us from last evening in Japan, as WWE Hall of Famer, the Nature Boy Ric Flair, was set to compete in a tag team match for All Japan Pro Wrestling with the Great Muta. However, Flair, at the last minute, was pulled from competition by doctors due to a blood clot in his leg. He was told that he needed to go to the emergency room to get this taken care of. However, Flair stood in the corner of the Great Muta, and his replacement being his son, Reed. No refunds were offered to any fans in attendance for this last-minute change during Flair's advertised appearance. Our second story this week. Well, on our year-end awards show, our host, Ken, offered up a rather bold and predictable prediction for 2013 as WWE Hall of Famer... No, all right, hold on a minute. 2011 Hall of Fame inducted... No, that's not it either. I got it. 2011 WWE Hall of Fame inductee, Sonny. Did I get that right?
I'm not sure, really. Actually, okay. I don't think that was right either.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, we'll have to ask her. Anyhow, Sonny was arrested yet again this week for violating a restraining order when she was found yet again in her ex-boyfriend's home. Either this guy doesn't know how to change locks or she's a pretty good cat burglar. According to NBCConnecticut.com, I mean, Christ, she breaks into your house 5 or 6 times. You would think to either move or get the place boarded up like the atomic bomb's going off. What the hell, man? I'm sorry, dude. I had to call you out on that one, brother. Sitch, Sammy Sitch, real name, recently stated on Facebook, I don't know how recent, but this is recent, that she was leaving the wrestling business and going to school for her chiropractor's degree. And she also announced the engagement to her on-again, off-again boyfriend, independent wrestler Damian Darling. Either this is a gigantic misunderstanding or Sonny did not get the memo that he doesn't love you anymore! Jesus! Tammy Sitch will be arraigned in a New Haven, Connecticut court on Monday and is being held on $100,000 bond. This is the 6th time that she has been arrested since September of 2012. Bitch, she should have stayed in rehab. UFC president Dana White was quoted as saying recently that WWE superstar Brock Lesnar almost came back to the UFC during his WWE run for a long-awaited fight with MMA legend Fedor Emelianenko. White, however, did state that Lesnar was perfectly happy with his WWE schedule. Well, I mean, why not? You get paid $7 million to show up 4 times on the goddamn TV. And he was also happy with his private life, with his family, and the farm life that he has in Canada, apparently. Our fourth story concerning tonight's Royal Rumble pay-per-view. WWE Hall of Famer Jerry the King Lawler spoke with the New York Post recently and made mention that WWE approached former star Rikishi to make an appearance in tonight's Royal Rumble match. However, Rikishi has a prior engagement that he could not get out of, according to Lawler. And our fifth and final story this evening, another story concerning tonight's Royal Rumble pay-per-view slash match. Since we're on the topic of it, there were some internal discussions within the WWE recently to add former WCW World Heavyweight Champion Diamond Dallas Page into tonight's Royal Rumble match. But those talks seem to have died down. Not sure if both sides couldn't come to an agreement or if there were any serious interest on the WWE's part in one Diamond Dallas Page. And there you have it. Those are the 5 stories of the week. This is a Day 5 report. Ken, back to you.
That's awesome. You know, I wouldn't be surprised at some point we're going to be able to – we're going to get to a point where the entire 50-50 news, we could actually do all five, would be one of Sonny's arrests.
Well, we're pretty close. I mean, and here's the other thing that bothers me. All right, she's got a restraining order. Six times she's been arrested since September for hair pulling, climbing in the guy's house because she's shit-faced, whatever. You would think that these law enforcement officers in Brantford, Connecticut, yes, I'm going to call you out if you're listening to this show, in Brantford, Connecticut, and the court system would get a goddamn clue that there's something wrong with her. And then him, too, like I said, change your locks, move away, change your name, your appearance, if this is becoming a nuisance, which apparently it is. My God.
Yeah, I mean, this is like really, I mean, this is beyond train wreck. And just for those of you who might be listening in for the first time, this is not us kicking someone while they're down. We've had an opportunity on this show.
Both back up, myself. Then we kick them down. But go ahead, Ken.
But we've gotten to, you know, we've shared drinks with Ric Flair. We've met Hulk Hogan. We've had nice encounters with people. And I'm not talking about signings, like where we've actually been out places and we've gotten to rub elbows with some really, really legendary figures in the business. And I'll tell you, man, you know, the people I've met over the years, you know, I introduced myself to Roddy Piper. He gave me a hug and thanked me for coming to see a wrestling event he was at. Thanked me. You know, these are legends in the business, and had an opportunity at a show once to work with Sonny, and she was anything but cordial. She was not a nice person. So, you know what? What goes around comes around, and look at what's happening now. So, it's not us just being mean. We're just, you know, kind of getting her back a little bit, I guess. We're just being petty and immature on the show. But it's you know, we do have a history with her, and she was not nice to us, so not nice to the show, and you know, that means we don't necessarily have to be nice to her. So there. But it's Royal Rumble Sunday. That's what it's all about today. We're going forward into the Rumble match. We are starting WrestleMania season. Excited. I got people coming into the house right now. We got a big group. The party is starting. The drinks will be flowing. And we got a full bank of calls here. So we're going to go back out to the phone lines, get these guys on. Again, we want the calls to bring it tonight. Bring it short, sweet, and strong, because we're going to get to each and every caller on the line. Starting right now, we got Mr. Trivia on the line. Mr. Trivia, are you there?
Hey, yeah. How you doing, guys?
Doing all right. What do you got for us tonight?
Good. First of all, happy anniversary to you and Dave.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Anniversary for our show, not as a couple.
Oh, I know that.
Thanks
for having me. I'm getting all excited here with the Royal Rumble. But, Ken, like you had said, with WrestleMania season, being Mr. Trivia as I am, I would like to start tonight with a one question a week WrestleMania trivia question. Up until WrestleMania season.
All right, bring it. What do you got for us?
I've been talking with Dave, and I'm going to eventually find a question to stump him. I haven't had one yet. The man's very, very knowledgeable. I'm very impressed. But the one I have for tonight took a lot of research to do. But the one I have tonight is what
you can't
two
be a
WrestleMania...
Mr. Trivia. You can't be
what
a Mr.
That?
Trivia if you... You can't be a Mr. Trivia if you have to research a question. You should have it
well,
up in the top of your head.
I just wanted to make sure so that I got everything correct.
Okay,
what two WrestleManias was the WWF title not defended at?
WrestleMania 1.
Yep.
You can technically say WrestleMania 4 because you had to
yep.
win the title. Nobody was determined.
Yep.
It was a tournament.
Those were the only two, WrestleMania 1 and WrestleMania 4, because WrestleMania 4, Randy Savage beat Ted DiBiase in the tournament final.
It wasn't technically defended. Well done, Dave. Nicely
yep,
done. What are you looking forward to, Mr. Trivia? What are you looking forward to tonight in the Rumble?
Well, I talked to Dave earlier. I'm looking forward to my prediction was, and I heard Tony, the blogger, who happened to echo my words. I spoke to Dave about it before. What I would like to see happen, hopefully, is to see Punk beat The Rock. And then the number 30 entry in the Royal Rumble be The Undertaker. And have The Undertaker win the Rumble and then challenge Punk at WrestleMania. I would like to see that happen. If it doesn't, then I'm getting on the Dolph Ziggler bandwagon here, and I believe Ziggler has a really good shot to win the Rumble.
Wow, we've converted you.
Well, it could be a good thing. You know, I mean, I talked to Dave. Like I said, he's very, very knowledgeable. He puts things right out there, you know, explains things, and you look into it, and, you know, both of you are very right. But before I leave, Ken, you guys had mentioned something about The Undertaker possibly with a WrestleMania, maybe a last match and so forth and so on. If he doesn't get to Punk, what about can you see Undertaker versus Ryback at WrestleMania and have Ryback be the one to beat the streak?
Wow, that's interesting. You know, Mr. Trivia, thanks for the call. I'm going to let you go.
All right, guys, thanks. Enjoy the show tonight.
Ryback, it would be interesting. Again, like we were talking before about putting a young guy over. You know, Ryback is definitely, you know, one of the, you know, if not the most popular new guys. I don't see it happening, but as far logistically speaking, Ryback would make more sense to end the streak than a CM Punk, because you can propel that for a guy like that for years. Again, I'm not saying he's necessarily the right guy, but I would think a younger guy who's got more ahead of him would make more sense to end the streak. So it would be interesting, but I don't really see it happening, Dave.
I don't see it really happening either. Ryback's got to be my thing is, you know, years ago they've said, you know, oh, it's got to be a young guy that's going to propel them and put them over and make them, you know, a bona fide star heading into the next, you know, decade or whatever. But over the past few years, it was changed on that because of the matches that he's had with guys like Shawn Michaels and with Triple H and Batista and, you know, all those other guys. I think Ryback's got to be a sure thing for Undertaker to take a fall and give the streak. And I don't think Ryback's a sure thing right now. He's good and get there at some point, but it's going to take a little longer for him.
I agree with you. Again, that's what I meant kind of like logistically. I think he fits the bill as far as, you know, what you would want abstractly speaking, you know, a young guy who's popular, but specifically it being Ryback, I don't know if he's the guy. Again, I keep going back. I think Orton was the guy years ago. Coming off of that, to me, I just Taker retires with a streak, and that's how I look at it. But, you know, I think we should go to the phones now, because after discussing could Ryback be the guy in the company to end the Undertaker streak, could it happen? Why not go out to Ryback's number one detractor? And we're going to go out. We're going to talk to Mike. Mike's on the line. Are you there?
What's going on, guys?
Not much. How are you tonight?
How are you guys tonight? You say it's your anniversary show. Do you guys want to make the next anniversary show? Are you trying to make me lose my mind? Because I don't have a mind to begin with. I'm already crazy to begin with.
I think it's been gone for a long time now, but go on.
Listen, one thing, the crazy will never fall, okay? I haven't fallen yet, and I won't fall, but that's another story for another day. Oh, you guys are out of your minds tonight with what you're talking about. First of all, Mr. Trivia, and Dave, by the way, Dave, you weren't the only one that got that trivia question. My 6-year-old nephew standing next to me got that question. So, Mr. Trivia,
I didn't say I was the only one, but congratulations. Tell them that I'll be mailing them a lollipop to wherever you guys live.
Mr. Trivia should be mailing himself a lollipop, and he should stop calling himself Mr. Trivia. You know what? No disrespect.
We have rivalries building now between callers.
Yeah, but you know what, though? I have other issues to take it up, okay? And the other issue I have other issues. The other issue is that you guys keep on talking about the match, like you, but how, I don't know how you guys said it, except for last year's match. Oh, you mean the match of the year with The Undertaker, The Game, Shawn Michaels as a special guest referee? Let me tell you something, guys. I heard a rumor, for some reason, this is a rumor, that at WrestleMania it's going to be a triple threat match for Shawn Michaels versus Undertaker versus Triple H. I don't want that, okay? I want Brock Lesnar versus Triple H, so Triple H can kick Brock's ass. That's what I want.
Well, honestly, I hope you get what you want, because I don't want to see... Look, Triple H, as great as he is, he's lost 3 times to The Undertaker. I have no reason or inclination to want to see Triple H in the ring with Taker again at WrestleMania,
even if it's a triple threat match.
By
the way, when Undertaker does lose the streak, he's going to retire. There's no reason why he's going to stay around. Undertaker has been one of the great wrestlers for a long time, and he as I've been told, was the Andre the Giant of the locker room. I heard you had to get respect through The Undertaker, and you know what, if I was The Undertaker, I'd let Cena beat me if I was The Undertaker, because John Cena is a very respectful person who obviously doesn't get credit, but they give guys like Ryback, who's a Goldberg wannabe, credit. Give me a break. You know what, I'm sick of Ryback. You know, I can't wait till Ryback falls, and by the way, guys, when Ryback falls, he's going to fall hard. The other thing I want to say is I want to give my couple Royal Rumble predictions. I think the Big Show is going to win. Okay, that's just my theory. I think the Big Show is going to win.
His title match?
Yeah, no, okay. win the ice cream match that he's going to have. He's going to have an ice cream match in the stands with Del Rio and his manager later. They're going to be throwing pops at 6-H.
I'm talking about he could win the Rumble.
Who? Show?
Yeah, he could be a surprise.
What? He's entered in the Rumble too?
Every wrestler is eligible to enter the Royal Rumble.
No, I haven't. Sorry about that. I haven't paid attention to it.
Okay,
I didn't even think about
it. So you think he's going to?
Oh no!
Title.
I think he's going to get his title back. I think he's going to win the Last Man Standing match. But the other thing is, you guys haven't touched on the tag team match. I think it's about time that Daniel Bryan and Kane lose. I think they're going to lose the titles tonight too. Damian, whatever his name is, Sandow, and Cody Rhodes. I think the titles are gonna go to them. I also think that The Rock is gonna lose tonight, and I tweeted that, and I'm sure everybody saw my tweet. WWE, I tweeted #, and that's what my prediction is. That I think Brock Lesnar is gonna make an appearance tonight. Believe it or not, how crazy that is.
And what's he gonna do?
What's he going to do? I think he's going to come down to the ring, and I think he's going to beat The Rock, because I think he's the one. I think he's the one behind the Shield idea. Well, him and Heyman, because Heyman's on the phone every week, and who do you think he's talking to? He's not talking to Tommy Dreamer, I'll tell you that much. He's talking to Brock Lesnar, probably. I mean, these are just my crazy things. And as far as the Royal Rumble winner goes, you know, I said it would probably be Ziggler. But it just doesn't make sense. Well, I mean, Ziggler's starting. Which numbers are they going to pick? 1 or 2? I mean, if he pulls a Shawn Michaels 1, that'd be nice. If he comes out 1 and stays till the end like Michaels that time, would be good to see it. Because you know, his adrenaline and his physique would definitely hold up. He could do it, you know. But that's what I got for you guys tonight. And the other thing I got to say is that Bob Backlund, in 1993, well, an hour and 2 minutes, and the guy was brilliant, and I'm glad he's going into the Hall of Fame, so congratulations to Mr. Bob Backlund on that. Also, Steve Roth, I've been voting for you every day, brother, even though you promised me a date, but whatever, you know what I'm saying? You know, he promises me dates, he promised me big girls, you know. Mikey don't need a date with big girls. Mikey's got the big girls on lockdown. As Tony Schaaf likes to say, he likes to say that Mike's rolling around with big girls. Tony Schaaf, for once in your life, brother, you're right. But on the note, guys, it's WrestleMania. WrestleMania. You guys got me thinking about it. It's WrestleMania season, but tonight's about the Royal Rumble. Tonight's about the feeling that we get, who's going to win and what's going to happen. And by the way, Dave and my friend Ken, you guys have been really good to me, as I've been good to you. I like promoting your show, and I know you like having me on the show because I'm entertaining. We're going to do this the right way.
Thanks, Mike, for the call.
Dave, hold on 1 second. Dave, I'm going to let you do the news again, Dave. But every time you do the news, Dave, and I know it, you're going to bring up my name. And every time you bring up my name, it's just going to get crazier and crazier. Remember what I said before in the beginning? The crazy shall fall, but not me.
All right, Mike, thanks for the call. Always an entertaining phone call. I just never know where to go after his phone calls.
Folks, if you're just tuning in right now, this is no longer the Ken Reedy Show. This is the Mike Ferrara Show.
It's a stream of consciousness that just keeps coming, and you try and engage in conversation, but it's like his mind just goes like in places, and you don't know where it's going to jump to, and it's amazing, it's remarkable. He should be studied. But he has been a great part of the show, always entertaining, and he's always been very supportive. So thank you again for giving us a call, Mike, and we're going to stick with the phones right now because we have lots of callers, and we got Dank who's been sticking around for 50 minutes. I appreciate you guys supporting us, so we're going to get right over there. Dank, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
Doing all right. Thanks for holding on. What do you got for us tonight?
No problem. You guys were talking about the what undeniably comes up this time every year about Taker and who's gonna face him and the streak. I don't know. I mean, I really don't see anybody on the roster right now that would be given the, if you want to call it, the honor of killing the streak. I mean, yeah, there's Punk, but I mean, like Dave brought up the point, or like you brought up the point, where it's like, if Taker loses this year, but he's not done wrestling, it kind of like kills it. It kind of like, what's the point? You know? And then again, do you want him to, if this is his last year, do you really want the streak to end? Or do you want him to be the only one to never lose at WrestleMania, and then 20 years down the line, you get somebody else that starts a new streak going? You know, there's so many possibilities, so many questions about it, that it's just like, I don't know. I think, I'm hoping, as a fan, that it'll, whenever he decides to hang up his boots, so to speak, it will be worthy of Undertaker. And it will be on his his terms, and not because of a contract dispute or anything else of the matter. But he just says enough is enough. I'd like to see him go 25 and up because it's a good round number. I don't know, you know, a quarter century. I mean, 25 is a big number as it is. So I don't know. What do you think? What do you guys think? Like deep down.
Where, for my opinion, wherever the number is, well, I want him to stay undefeated. I think the streak has become big enough where, you know, I want the Undertaker during his Hall of Fame video package, when he gets inducted into the Hall of Fame, that a major part of that video package is him going undefeated at WrestleMania, the only guy, you know, to do it or to do it for that long. I just... The streak has taken on such mythical proportions, and since it hasn't been ended, I agree with you. I don't see – the streak has gotten bigger and bigger year by year, and it's become, you know, really difficult for me, at least as a wrestling fan, to say, yeah, that guy deserves it. And at this point, it's at such, you know, mythological proportions. To me, to this wrestling fan – he retires with the streak, and that's how I would have it end. Dave, what are your thoughts?
I would agree. Yeah, he goes out on top. I mean, you can't. You know, I've always felt that way. You know, a lot of wrestlers in the past, when they go out, they go out putting somebody over. I mean, unless his performance is bad at this year's WrestleMania, and then WWE starts to question, okay, now we got to, all right, that wasn't good. That wasn't Undertaker, you know, of old. He's not who he is, and then maybe they do one more match with him, but they kill the streak. But I mean, it's something that will, regardless of whether he gives it to somebody, or, you know, everyone say give it to somebody, somebody earns the right to basically break that streak, or he walks out undefeated, it will always be synonymous with his name. Not with the person who broke it, but the guy who started it and made it such a monster in itself. So,
is there any wrestler that hasn't faced Taker at WrestleMania that you guys, as a fan or as just somebody that is an enthusiast of Taker, would have liked to see him wrestle?
Currently?
Either currently or in the past. Like, I mean, obviously, like we've been saying, like, there's really nobody that can really stand, hold a candle to Taker to where they can take a streak. But, like, either currently or in the past, like, any roster, any WWE roster, is there anybody that Taker never got to face that you're like, oh, I wish that match would have happened at WrestleMania?
Well, both guys in their prime at WrestleMania, I would have loved to have seen Taker versus Andre.
That would have been cool. And, you know, Taker and Rock, they hadn't had a whole lot of interaction when they were on the roster together. So having that match at WrestleMania would have been huge. I would like to
did
see Taker.
Did Taker ever fight Hogan?
What's that?
Did Taker ever fight Hulk Hogan?
A couple of times, but not at WrestleMania.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's just, like I said, I just think the streak has gotten so big that I, you know, I mean, personally, that's how I want to see Taker go out. I want Taker, you know, I know he's pretty banged up, and if he can go two more WrestleManias, I want the streak to be on the line at WrestleMania 30. I want him to win the match. I want him to grab a mic after that match and say, I'm done. I would love to see Taker continue the streak at WrestleMania 30 and then announce right then and there, thanking everybody and saying, you know, this is it for me, and retire and have that retiring moment at WrestleMania, continuing the streak. That's what I would do with him. But the streak has gotten too big. I don't see anybody breaking the streak. I don't want to see anybody break the streak. I think it would be interesting if they put him in the ring with a John Cena, because that will add a little bit of doubt, since he's like this, you know, he's the guy now, you know, whether he would win or not. But I'd still want to see Undertaker beat him. I just don't want anyone to beat the streak. That's where I am. Are you looking forward to the Rumble tonight, Dank?
Oh, most definitely. And believe it or not, I actually would like to see Ziggler win it, because I think that he has, in the past year, as much as I may not have liked him because he went heel and everything, I respect him, and I'm gaining a lot of respect for him, and I think that he would make a really good, solid card at WrestleMania if he won the Rumble. But I don't know. I've yet to call the right one for the Rumble. I've never called the right one, so I think I just jinxed him.
Well, it's going to be tough coming into the Rumble early on. Dank, as always, thank you so much for the call, and we'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Yep. Good luck next week.
Thanks a lot. Take it easy, man. I think we've converted a lot of people. I mean, you know, when we started talking about Ziggler on the show, there was a little bit of a buzz, but not huge. And a lot of people listened to the show, kind of were like, hey, you know, I don't know if I see Miz in that, you know, main event kind of status. And we were kind of on the Ziggler bandwagon real early on, and people are following suit now. People are jumping on. Ziggler definitely gaining some support, and a few callers now tonight calling for Ziggler to win the Rumble.
Yeah, I mean, they you know, when they're talking to us, they know they're talking to smart people. I mean, let's face it, you know, we're a couple of geniuses over here, with all due respect.
Yes.
But
yes, we are. Of course, we're talking wrestling every week for 2 hours, but we are geniuses. Let's go back out to the phones. I think we got Justin on the line. Justin, are you there?
Hi, Ken.
How you doing, Justin?
Very good.
So will you be watching the Royal Rumble this evening?
Yes, I would, sir.
And who do you think is going to win the Royal Rumble?
I think it'll be Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
What are you talking about?
I think it's going to be Edge.
I was waiting for that answer. You think so? Out of the surprise entrance there could be in the Rumble tonight, you think Edge is going to be a surprise entrant?
Yes, he would.
Well, tonight, we talked about a little bit, you know, this week. Did you watch Monday Night Raw?
Oh, yeah, Ken. I love it, man. It's awesome.
So do you remember when the Shield beat up The Rock?
Not really.
I don't know where to go now. Who do you think's going to win between The Rock and CM Punk?
I think it's going to be John Cena.
Wait, no. The Rock versus CM Punk. Those two guys. Who's going to win that match?
It's going to be CM Punk.
Think CM Punk's going to beat The Rock?
Oh, yeah.
What else are you looking forward to in tonight's Royal Rumble?
Well, if The Undertaker retires, he'll be in the Hall of Famer.
All right. Yeah, so you think... Do you think The Undertaker should retire soon, or do you want to see him in at least one more WrestleMania match?
One more WrestleMania match.
And then he should retire?
Yep.
And then go to the Hall of Fame?
Oh, definitely.
That's good stuff. I like that. A little Undertaker conversation tonight on the show. Justin, thank you so much for the call. We're going to take next week off, and we'll be back in 2 weeks. Enjoy the Rumble tonight.
And you're cool.
I do my best. Take care of yourself, Justin.
All right, Ken. Hey, Dave, you know what?
What's up?
You're a smart man.
Thank you very much. So are you.
Well, thank you.
Thanks a lot, Justin. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, Ken.
So we're going to start nicknaming Justin's calls, like, and your daily affirmation with Justin. Just calls in, likes
this
Edge.
This is the ego boost hour with Justin.
Exactly. I'm cool, you're smart, we're good, feeling good now. We're going to go right back out to the phone calls, and thanks for holding. Call, are you there?
Good job, it grabbed me. We had the pole tied with the rope across.
All right, it sounds like there's an argument going on.
The envelope was just on.
I had a point tag here. Oh, my God, that would be amazing.
Caller? I'm going to cut that caller if you're paying attention. Call
I think
us back.
That's the property I got going out of my house.
I think someone may have ass dialed us. But anyway. Wow. Okay. We're back. Let's get back on the. Actually, we have a caller calling in, someone else calling in. So why don't we go right back out to the phone calls? Are you there, caller? We got an 845 number here. Are you there?
Hello?
Hey, how you doing? What do you got for us?
Hey, listen, anyone that doesn't think that The Rock is the great one, they're talking about CM Punk being the greatest one right now. The Rock is the greatest one in wrestling history. Is there even a doubt that he's not going to win tonight? I mean, really, are they really that delusional to think that CM Punk is going to beat The Rock tonight? I mean, really? That's what I want to know.
I mean, I think there's a chance. My pick is, since we're talking, I mean, I would pick The Rock as well, but you're saying there's zero shot that Punk comes out victorious.
Zero shot. I mean, come on. I mean, listen, we're talking right now. Do people like to think CM Punk is the best in the business? The Rock is the best in the business. And there is no doubt that he's going to lay the smackers down tonight, and he is going to be the best as always.
Hey, who do you think is going to win the Rumble tonight?
Yeah, well, that's hilarious. It's a crapshoot. Take anyone. I'm going to say Maven comes out from the rafters tonight and is going to win.
The second year in a row with Maven.
That's awesome. Because Maven is still legal. He's still, he has yet to be eliminated.
Ken, enjoy the match tonight. Great show as always. And let's go Rock. And the hell is CM Punk?
Thanks for the call. I was waiting for a Maven reference tonight. Maven is still legal. He did not go over the top rope. So we got our Maven reference. How awesome, you know, if the WWE is listening, man, like, how awesome would it be at some point to just bring Maven back just for the Rumble? I mean, all us wrestling fans know who Maven is. I mean, you bring back all these weird surprise entrants. Man, I would love for, like, Maven to break the record for, like, he's in for, like, half a second. Mouths off, cuts, like, a quick promo that he still should be legal, goes into the ring, gets clotheslined out of the ring immediately. But it would just be great to see Maven back as a surprise entrant. I can't believe I spent that much time on Maven.
It's the second year in a row we've had a Maven reference on the Royal Rumble pregame show.
Isn't that amazing? Well, look, we got the Rumble, and there you have it. Why don't we talk a little bit about that title match? Because we got a call. We had some people, you know, creatively speaking, and it's interesting, you know, all the directions you might want to go in. If Punk were to win, puts his character over huge. Obviously, if he wins this match, and you're looking at, but obvious, an obvious choice, creatively speaking, and marketability speaking, is you got to go with The Rock. And for those reasons, and coming into WrestleMania season and bringing a guy back like The Rock, my pick, if I had to bet money, would be The Rock tonight. The Rock at this point in time, it's pretty amazing. The guy's gold on the mic. Again, we talked on the show, was not a big fan of The Rock concert, but other than that, he's been gold on the mic. He looks like he's been carved out of granite. The guy is in tremendous physical shape. He's ready to go. I think last year at WrestleMania, he looked a little gassed against Cena. I'm sure he's not going to look gassed against CM Punk. I'm sure if he was last year, he's put in the proper training to make sure he can go tonight. He's a star. He's got three movies coming out within the next few months going into WrestleMania season. Those three movies, Vince McMahon loves that free publicity you can get. For The Rock to be going on the talk show circuit, to be promoting his movies, but going on the talk shows holding the WWE Championship is the type of publicity that Vince just dreams of. So I just, to me, monetarily speaking, I would be shocked if CM Punk wins. I see The Rock playing this publicity tour right now, promoting his movies and promoting being the champion, the main eventer for this year's WrestleMania, and that's what you're going to see over the next few months. And I think with Elimination Chamber coming up, to for a guy who's been part-time, to solidify Rock's championship run, because it's going to be a short one, because I am going with the obvious. I think you're getting Rock Cena 2 at WrestleMania, and I think Cena's going to win the belt from The Rock at WrestleMania. What I think Rock retains at Elimination Chamber, so he's able to go through all these great superstars and keep the title there, and he has his run end at WrestleMania. So I think all of that is financial gold. It's a gold mine for Vince McMahon. I think Rock is going to blow up as maybe, as far as crossover appeal, maybe the biggest wrestler in history with how he's going to blow up this year. And for all those reasons, I would be absolutely shocked if CM Punk were to win. I am picking The Rock to win this match, and I think it's going to be a very, very good match. Two guys who get psychology of their characters. Looking forward to what these guys put on tonight, but my pick is The Rock. Your thoughts, Dave?
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, all the elements that you brought up about the fact that, you know, it's WrestleMania season, you got three movies coming out in like 2 months, and, you know, he's just going to blow up, and you know, Punk's had a long reign, but, I mean, I don't know. Like, to me, The Rock's run so far has been good. We talked about this earlier on the pre-show and how, you know, last year The Rock was really a part-time guy, but more so now he feels like, you know, a main roster guy, you know, for this WrestleMania push or whatever from now till April. But to me, like, here's the story I look at it. You want to get the most out of The Rock, okay? And having The Rock pop his cork and win the belt now, like that's great for the short term. However, how many more times are you going to bring him back over the years? And how's it going to be intriguing? Okay, maybe they can do The Rock against The Undertaker for the streak next year if they want to do that. But it's almost like you want to save some of that stuff. You know what I mean? Like, and to me, like, I don't think it's necessary for him to have the title. But, you know, you brought up all these points, and I do agree with you. But it's just my opinion that I think that The Rock will lose tonight, and there will some in some controversial fashion. I've thought of a few ideas. Of course, Vince McMahon, you know, made the storyline stipulation that the Shield interferes and tries to help CM Punk win and he loses the title. Well, I was thinking, what if the Shield attacked CM Punk and caused a disqualification and Punk retained the title on a disqualification? And then The Rock could enter the Royal Rumble and possibly win the Royal Rumble. I'm not picking The Rock to do that, but there's all different kinds of scenarios you can go with. I don't want to go with the obvious because I want to be fooled on the way to get into WrestleMania. I don't want to, you know, sit there and be like, oh, God damn, I could see that coming. I mean, it's still going to be a good match, but, you know, I want a different twist to get there. You know, I want my imagination to be messed with, so to speak, you know. So, but I do agree with you. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I'm going to pick CM Punk winning in some controversial fashion tonight. That doesn't necessarily mean The Rock's not going to main event WrestleMania, but I think CM Punk will retain tonight and then eventually lose in the Elimination Chamber next month.
And that would make sense, too. I just, you know, I think bringing him back here, I hear what you're saying, too. I mean, you blow your load quick, but he is 40. I mean, I'm curious how much longer he wants. I mean, to me, like, I look at The Rock right now, and I think he's about to blow up as the action star in Hollywood. And this is just part of his plan. Come back for a little while, get the wrestling fans back in the fold. You know, maybe some of the fans that weren't going to see his movies when he was doing the Disney stuff. And, you know, kind of use that to his advantage and then kind of go off and just be an action star. So, I mean, that's the tough thing. We don't know what The Rock's plans are. For all we know, The Rock could be saying behind the scenes that come WrestleMania, I'm done. I'm done. I'm never wrestling again. We don't know that. You're right. If he's unsuccessful, then if he wants to be around for, you know, sporadically for the next year, perhaps SummerSlam, perhaps he wants to be a part of 30. Well, yeah, then losing tonight and having to build himself back up again and get another title shot and maybe he wins it at WrestleMania 30, well, that adds a little drama to it. But, you know, I just think right now, especially with him, his picture on the poster, I think they're going to go in that direction. But I will agree with you at one point, like as far as being a wrestling fan, I almost hope I'm wrong because I want to see that. I want to be surprised. I want something different to happen. What I find most interesting tonight is how this match is going to be booked. If this match is booked before the Rumble and the Rumble is the main event, then maybe you have that. Maybe you have the loser of this match as one of the surprise entrants in the Rumble. Part of me sees like the title match being booked as the main event. If that's the case, then obviously you can't have the loser jump in the Rumble. So that adds some intrigue. Like, where do they go with that? I would prefer to see this match happen before the Rumble and Rumble be the main event, and maybe you have the loser wind up jumping in. All sorts of different permutations that could occur tonight, which is why we get so excited going into the Rumble. But we're looking at picks right now. I got The Rock. And Dave's got CM Punk, so we'll see what happens. We're going to go right out to the phones at this point. We're getting close to the end of the show in Rumble time. We got Sean on the line. Sean was a Liberty State's ring announcer. Was there last week doing the show. Glad you're aboard. Sean, what do you got for us tonight?
Hey, Ken. How's it going?
Doing all right. How are you?
All right. First off, I want to thank you for participating in the live blog the other night as NWA on Fire was on the air. We're doing a live blog along with it.
Yeah, it was a good time. It was a good time sitting, watching, and talking, and knowing people are out there, you know, watching the show. It was good.
I was hoping to call in a little bit earlier. I was actually trying to get a bit of news confirmed. I hope you guys with NWA and Fire are going to be back for our next show in March. But I just got a report from Ricky O, our owner and promoter, that Fred Rubenstein, who you're, I'm sure, familiar with, he's the man who took credit for the attack after we went off the air, the attack on the new champion, the escort Eric Andrade. He apparently sent Danny Moff in from 01 Wrestling from Japan over to the United States to attack our new champion. So I'm hoping to get the video that that you were able to shoot backstage with us and show that on my own little blog this coming week. But I just got a report from Ricky O that Fred Rubenstein has used his influence in NWA. He's a board member and part owner. That we have to have Danny Moff and Homicide on our next show. And I'm waiting to see exactly what they're going to bring to the table.
Well, interesting stuff. Breaking news in the world of wrestling, NWA Liberty States. Very cool. You know, as soon as you get more information, be sure to let us know. Curious, I know you're involved heavily in NWA Liberty States. Are you watching the Rumble this evening?
I'm not going to be watching it tonight. I'm probably going to be watching it tomorrow on a completely legal feed.
Sounds good. Any predictions? Who do you think is going to win the Rumble?
I'm going to go against your Dolph Ziggler predictions. I think he's coming in number one in the Rumble, correct?
I think one or two, did he?
Yeah, one or two. He was given the generous choice of choosing number two. I think putting him all the way through to the end, I think that's a little bit much. I'm going to go with the dark horse. I'm going to go with my countryman, Sheamus.
Well, there you go. A Sheamus pick. Sheamus to repeat as the Rumble winner. Sean, thanks a lot for giving us a call. You know, next show, be sure to give us a buzz back.
Thanks a lot, Ken. Good to talk to you.
Take it easy, man. There's some breaking NWA news, and we get some predictions there. You know what? We're going to take a break right now because it's that time, and then we'll go into our Rumble picks. You know what time it is.
The Ken Reedy Show, Nod of Approval.
Each and every week, we come to this portion of the program where we talk about something that we watched on TV, we saw in wrestling, and we just nodded to ourselves and said, that works, and that gets our nod of approval. And we do it each and every week, and without further ado, Dave, who gets your nod of approval this week?
Well, I knew right away when it happened, and it was actually kind of cool that, like, you know, I'm no expert, you know, in wrestling. I like to consider myself knowledgeable, but I just thought to myself, oh, it would be cool if the Shield jumped involved in this. And the Shield attacked The Rock on Monday. And I remember we were on the Facebook thread, and I was like, yes. I was like, this is good, because the whole show just kind of seemed like it was, you know, it was eh. I mean, The Rock promo and Punk and Hayden, that was good. But Rock just kind of stood around in the ring a little too long for my liking, you know, and I could tell that something was going to happen. And when the lights went out and they came back on, I was like, yeah, I was like, you know what, like, it helps these guys. It gives them a rub, and, you know, it makes The Rock look vulnerable going into the championship match. Because if he goes in there looking, you know, against CM Punk, goes in there, you know, looking and feeling like $1 million and, you know, overconfident, and, you know, it just doesn't, it's not believable to me, you know what I mean? Especially in terms of, you know, wrestling storyline. So I thought it was cool that, you know, they attacked them, and, you know, maybe it'll lead to something further in the future with those guys in The Rock. But I thought it was pretty cool, and it helped add a different element to the story between Rock and CM Punk.
Definitely good stuff. And both of us, I guess The Rock is involved in both of our nods. I'm giving The Rock the nod of approval for his promo on Friday Night SmackDown. And again, you know, which I've been critical of The Rock. I've been critical of his part-time schedule, especially last year. But like you had said earlier, this year he seems to be more really part of the roster. And seeing him on Raw and SmackDown has been great. And look, I've been critical of him, but the guy's got all the talent in the world. I mean, just put that out there. I mean, the guy can talk, the guy can go, he's got a great look. I mean, all the talent in the world. As a wrestling fan, when he was cutting that promo, you know, borderline getting goosebumps on that. And when he you know, lifted his arm up and looked at CM Punk and just said, you know, when I get you up here, the one thing that'll be going through your head is it's over. And just the intensity in his eyes, the way he was looking at CM Punk, the way he delivered the line, and how, you know, unbelievably huge his biceps were. It was just a really, it was a cool moment. It was intense, and I much prefer The Rock when he's doing the intense thing. You know, he did Can You Smell What The Rock Is Cooking, but didn't do all his catchphrase nonsense, didn't do the trending worldwide and all that crap. It was just a mano a mano, we're going to fight, and I'm going to beat you and take that. And it was just so short and sweet and to the point and just an intense moment between two competitors. And I thought it was a very, you know, sometimes a promo does not have to be, you know, super long to be a great promo. And I thought his promo on SmackDown was tremendous. And really, you know, if you weren't already excited for that match, it beefed it up just another notch. It put it over. And like we talked a little bit about Raw and how Raw was a mixed bag this week, you know, I think that promo really helped to, you know, on SmackDown to put over the title match, to put over the rivalry, and to put over the pay-per-view as a whole. I just saw it as a tremendous job by The Rock on SmackDown. So that promo gets my nod of approval. So there you have it. The Shield beat down on The Rock and The Rock's promo on SmackDown. Those are the Ken Reedy Show nods.
The Ken Reedy Show nod of approval.
This has been a great, fun, tremendous show. I love it when you callers bring it. That was awesome. Great hearing from you guys. We're running short on time. We're not going to be able to get any more calls now, but we're going to go over to our Facebook because it is Royal Rumble Sunday. It is time for the WrestleMania season to begin. And this is a great card tonight. I am psyched not only for the Rumble match, but just about every match on the card. Going over to our Facebook page, we asked you to give us your Royal Rumble predictions. Jake Fredo says John Cena will come in at number 18 and will last eliminate Randy Orton. Bold prediction by Jake. He's got the number and who he eliminates last. Mike Pallarico, Brock Lesnar or Stone Cold in at number 30. KJ Len tells us that Kane and Daniel Bryan will be the last two men standing. Daniel Bryan eliminates Kane as they shake hands and he throws him over the rope. Or maybe with a hug. Scott Greenbaum, Rock wins versus Punk. Cena will not win the Royal Rumble, but I'm not sure who will win. Pat Crowley says Ryback will win the Rumble. And Ontario Hewitt says Cena and Rock win. There you have it. Thank you guys for going over to Facebook and giving us your predictions for tonight, the Royal Rumble pay-per-view event. Dave, who you got coming out the Royal Rumble victorious?
Oh, man, this is a tough one. But I'm going to go with the general consensus among some of our callers. I'm going with Dolph Ziggler. And, you know, we were talking about those scenarios earlier. I just think that it would be a much better fit. A lot of people say, oh, well, you know, Rock wins, whatever. No, I'm going with Dolph Ziggler. I think it's something else to add to his resume to help build him up and to legitimize him as even more of a main event star. Dolph Ziggler's my pick to win the Royal Rumble. Whether he picks number one or number two, you know, it's all about stealing the show for him, and I think he's going to do it.
I'd love to see it. I think it'll be interesting. For all the reasons before that I gave The Rock and marketability and money and bankable stars is where I'm going obvious with my picks. I think it is going to be John Cena setting up the rematch at WrestleMania. I'm going to go with the obvious. I know it's the obvious choice. Again, wouldn't mind something to happen out of nowhere, but I just think that Cena's going to wind up winning. I think Dolph is going to have a great showing, and, you know, a lot of times, you know, in the Rumble matches, like with Kofi Kingston walking on his hands, you know, John Morrison a few years ago. You have these performers that have great performances but wind up not winning. I could see Ziggler having one of those type performances tonight where he's going to flirt with it, but he's going to come up a little bit short tonight. But I think it's going to do a lot to put over his character. Would I love to see it? Yeah, if Ziggler won the Royal Rumble, and I think that would be really cool. But I'm going to go with the obvious pick, John Cena. And those are our two picks right there for the two main event type matches. I'm curious, Dave, your thoughts right now on the Rumble. When we look at this Rumble, and we look at, you know, I was looking at the card for the 1992 Rumble, the Rumble that is wildly looked at as the greatest Rumble of all time.
Rumble
match. Rightfully so. The undercard was okay. I don't remember specifically what the matches were like in between the ropes, but on paper, it's like, When I look at this event, not just the match, and the match has a lot of star power. Right? For this era of wrestling, a lot of star power going into the Rumble match. I do think potentially that this has got a chance to be an all-time great Royal Rumble pay-per-view. I really do. I think this Rumble as a whole, as a three-hour event we'll be watching, has got a real good shot at being right up there and mentioned with some of the greats of all time. Your thoughts, Dave?
I do agree. I absolutely agree. And that's what's cool about this is, you know, there's so much at stake with and all these different intangibles and with the Rumble match, with the title matches, with certain guys involved. It's got the potential to be, excuse me.
Thanks, Dave. Not to interrupt you, Dave, but we do have breaking news. Breaking news just given to me by our producer. Breaking news that makes this wrestling fan real happy. Cesaro retains the U.S. title and beats The Miz in the Royal Rumble pre-show match. So, that makes me happy. I'm happy Cesaro. And I know you really like Cesaro. So I do, yes.
It's
being a fan of Cesaro and not so much of Miz. So Cesaro, definitely an up-and-coming star. Do we hear some noise from him tonight in the Rumble match? Who knows? But you were saying, yeah, a lot of potential to be a historical night in Royal Rumble history.
Yeah, I mean, the last time I remember a Royal Rumble pay-per-view being all around the entire card from the Royal Rumble match to the title matches, I want to say 2000 in the Garden, where it was like you had Kurt Angle against a mystery opponent, which turned out to be Taz making his WWE debut. You had the Hardy Boys and the Dudleys in a tables match. You had Triple H and Cactus Jack in a New York City street fight. Then you had the Royal Rumble match. You had like four or five big matches on that card that was like you were going to be – there was going to be some form of excitement in just about every single one of those matches. And that's what I see with this card tonight. You know, we could see a tag team title change with Sandow and Cody Rhodes. You know, I mean, the last man standing match is going to be a Dusty Rhodes would say, "Plunder, baby." And then there's Rock and Punk, and then the Royal Rumble. I mean, it's a very exciting. I don't know what to say. I'm at a loss for words. I'm so goddamn excited. It's just I can't wait. Honestly, I got people waiting in my house waiting for my grand arrival to the Royal Rumble. So you know, it's going down tonight.
Yeah, I got a house full of people too. We're all psyched for this. This is our fair pay per view each and every year, and it's great to get the gang together. And you're right about Raw at the Rumble 2000 because it was funny. My Rumble preparation today. We watched the Attitude Era documentary, and then we were watching the 2000 Royal Rumble. And you're right, that was a really good card. Leading into the Rumble match. So, you know, hopefully we have something historical happen, something that we look at, you know, tomorrow night saying, you know, this WrestleMania season is really kicked into high gear immediately. But this is it, and we're a minute away from the Rumble event happening. This is so exciting. I'm thrilled. I can't believe, Dave, it's been such a great ride. And, you know, we're just going to keep moving forward, onward and upward. I can't believe it's been a year, our second Royal Rumble pregame show. How pumped are you, Dave?
Oh, I can't wait. I like I said, I drew a number, and an early number, and I was in for the long haul. And now we're the last two left standing, so it's time to rumble. Let's do this.
Thank you, callers. As always, you bring such an energy and entertainment value to this show. Thank you for supporting us. Next week, because of the Super Bowl, and it's going to be all about football, we're going to take next week off, and we'll be back on my birthday. February 10th will be our next show. So, callers, you got 2 weeks to bring it. So I want to hear from you on February 10th. That'll be the next show. It's Royal Rumble time. For Dave, I am Ken Reedy. This is our show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Enjoy the Rumble!